will host an action-packed event, free tickets, great prizes, and a chance to be the best trivia team on the planet. Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. To find out more, sportstriviachampionship.org.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Now you're saying, wait a minute, we normally hear this opening theme about 4:40, 4:45. What's going on? What's going on is we're off early today. I know. Don't get me started. Nobody's more upset about it than we are. We, the workaholics on this show. But he's with us today from Southern California, courtesy, as he is every day, of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They were closed yesterday, but they're open today. Every Monday, they're closed. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you drive by there and you go, my goodness, is the parking lot never full? No, it's never. It's never not full, all right? You're never going to drive by there and see a lot of empty spaces. There's a reason for that. And you'll find out what the reason is when you either dine at Annie Gunn's or pick up something at the Smokehouse Market. From Southern California, where it's just killing him that he can't be somewhere tonight where it's going to be 4 degrees, Mike Evans.
You did.
That's right.
That's the low tonight.
Pretty mad about that for myself.
That's the low tonight. 4 degrees.
Wow.
What do you think is the record cold where you live that it's ever been? Like, probably at some time it got down to like a freak rare 30 or something.
Yeah. Probably 30, 32, 34.
And that's really 36
rare. 36 maybe.
Really rare. What's going
that's
on?
Really cool.
What's happening?
Pop quiz question.
All right.
Name the name of the huge star who is a huge Downton Abbey fan, even has huge Downton Abbey parties, and she has her guests dressed in time period costumes, serves tea and crumpets. I mean, she's into it. Sandra Bullock. Judi Dench. Meryl Streep. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. It could be a Valentine's Day wedding for Diana Ross's son, Evan, and fiancé, Ashley Simpson. Orlando Bloom has been spending a lot of time, almost every day, with Margot Robbie. She's the blonde Locks who played Leonardo DiCaprio's dominatrix wife in The Wolf of Wall Street. I hated the movie, but she was a hot pot.
Yeah, she's hot.
I told you last week that Johnny Depp and Amanda Heard were getting very serious, even talking about a baby. It is now official. They are engaged now. She's been showing everybody her ring. Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner canoodling at the Eagles concert last Friday night in Los Angeles at the remodeled and new greatest concert venue, the Fabulous Forum. The Forum was, man, what a great place. Man, was it a great venue. Been kind of shut down for 10 years. Madison Square Garden bought it. Somebody said they put $100 million into it or something.
I believe that.
It's now considered the greatest concert venue in the country. Holds a little over 22,000 people. By the way, also at the Eagles concert and the grand opening of the new Fabulous Forum, George Clooney, Jimmy Fallon, Steven Tyler, Jerry Bruckheimer, Jerry Seinfeld, Jack Nicholson, and Tom Hanks.
Hey, that number, 22,000, actually surprises me because I've never been to Madison Square Garden, but I thought of it as a much bigger venue than that. I mean, Madison Square Garden, to me, I thought this is like 50, 60,000 people, but it's not.
Well, I'm talking about the Forum in Los Angeles, Madison Square Garden bought.
Oh, okay. How big is Madison Square Garden then?
About 18,000.
Wow, wow. I don't know why. I thought it was much bigger.
No. Well, it was built a long time ago.
Yeah.
Instant pop quiz question.
Hang on, Peon had a question. What is it, Peon?
Is it only used for basketball and concerts?
It's just used for special events and concerts. It's not used for basketball. Everybody's moved to the Staples Center.
Oh.
Madison Square Garden. What very famous thing is that Madison Square Garden?
What very what?
very, very famous thing is at Madison Square Garden.
Famous thing?
Thing?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Two floors below Madison Square Garden is New York Penn Station. The train station is below it.
Oh. Mm.
Ridiculous. Go up the stairs, take three escalators up, and you're at Madison Square Garden.
Learn something every day here.
Well, you know.
Have you ever heard of the 8-page Bible?
No.
We learned that here today, too. A lady called us named Helen, and she asked us about the 8-page Bible. We didn't know what she was talking about. Apparently, many, many years ago, that was one of the first forms of porn. It was like a comic book.
Dirty
but
comics.
It was dirty comics. It was comic book characters engaged in pornographic activities. I'd never heard of that. See, even you learned something today.
Well, I wish I hadn't learned that. I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, you do.
No, not really.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway.
No.
That was real.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No. Kardashian crap. Give me a break. Kim and Kanye are planning to get married in the summer. The budget for the wedding, I hear, is going to be between $7 and $8 million.
Now, here's how little I know about these skanks. I thought they were already married.
No. And the ring bearer is going to be their one-year-old daughter, North, who will be fitted in custom-made all-diamond shoes. Costs about $250,000 for these two little baby shoes. It'll be all-diamond.
How can so many people in this country get caught up in what these embarrassing people do?
You know what? A lot of people's houses don't cost that much.
She's barely going to be walking then.
Barely walking. Yeah, it's a year old.
She's not going to be walking down the aisle.
Wow.
Kanye West was in France last week without Kim. He was dancing, flirting, canoodling. Some say wandering off the reservation, out every night, closing all the clubs. Not acting like a loving father and husband that missed his family. And the family and the feuds continue in Hollywood. Joan Rivers says that Kim and Kanye's baby, North, is the ugliest child she's ever seen.
Whoa.
Sometimes she tells the truth.
There you go. Lady Gaga continues to rip Kelly Osbourne every chance she gets. And anyway,
no.
Britney Spears has had Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan? Yeah, come on.
I don't know.
Barred from her show in Las Vegas. In fact, Lindsay has been barred from the Planet Hollywood in Vegas completely.
Wow. That's
a feud they have going. Anyway.
No.
Oh, man.
And
this
finally.
Sad.
Go ahead. You say anything you want. Make fun. Joke around. Won't give me the anyway. It won't be 4 degrees here tonight.
No. Lucky you.
Anyway.
No.
All right. Who has all these Downton Abbey parties? I mean, is a Downton Abbey nut? Sandra Bullock. Judy Dench. Meryl Streep.
I actually thought Judy Dench was in Downton Abbey. That's a little
Maggie
I know
Smith
about it.
Is in Downton Abbey.
I'll try Meryl Streep.
I was going to say Meryl Streep, too.
I'll go Buttocks. Sandra Buttocks.
The answer is Sandra Buttocks.
Oh, yep.
Hey, Mike, I'm having a high at 82 degrees, Sam.
I know my Downton Abbey stuff.
Yeah, you do.
My wife was watching it again last night. She records them. Mm. And maybe I should give it, like, the first three episodes of the first season or something.
Why?
You know, I don't know. Just to see what the big deal is. You know, sometimes when you realize something is such a big deal, you got to go, well, maybe I'm the odd one here. Maybe I should see what this is all about. Well, and then sometimes when you do that, you still don't get it.
It was like that show you got hooked on because you hated Calista Flockhart.
Oh, my goodness. Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal, yeah.
What a horrible, horrible show.
And you watched it
I watched it every week. And I just sat in front of the TV going, I cannot believe how horrible this is. Sometimes things are so bad, you have to watch just in disbelief, to reconfirm how bad it is. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Now, I'm going to read you one of the greatest testimonials I've ever received for an advertiser. And this is an advertiser that, you know, when you find out you're going to go on the air and you're going to talk about something either fun or something that everybody is interested in because they have to be, like cars, buying cars. That's just, we all need cars. And then along comes the Associated Physicians group, and even though I've met the people and I've been there and I've talked to the rehab, and I know that they are the cream of the crop and it's as good as it gets with what they do, you still wonder, will people pay attention? Will they get the message? And apparently they are. Listen to this incredible testimonial from Jan. And Jan, I won't mention your last name just because I think people's medical business is their own medical business. But she says, Frank, I wrote you and told you I was going to be contacting the folks at Associated Physicians Group, and I'd let you know how it went. I will just say this. From the first shot that I received, and she went to Creve Coeur for the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. And part of that program is, you know, they are in the physical therapy and pain management business. And sometimes pain management to get you to where you need to be involves a shot or two, a cortisone shot or whatever. She says, I felt like a new woman all week long after I had that shot. She says, I have not felt like this in many years. I ruined my knees playing tennis. I've had my ACL replaced, several arthroscopic surgeries. I have been miserable for at least 10 years. I had that first shot, and now I'm going to rehab 3 times a week at Creve Coeur. They are super nice. She says, I don't even know what to say. I have not felt this good in years. And people that are younger or have never been in pain can't even understand the pain that I was in. I cannot say enough about APG, and it's just getting started. She says, I'm a true believer. I have 2 weeks left and then a reevaluation, and now maybe I can work without cringing. She said, I would advise anyone that has my issues or others to investigate APG. She said, I just wanted to keep you up to date, AM and the PM. Jan, what a great testimonial. Now, and let me just say this. I don't know how many people are listening right now, but I know that a significant percentage of you have some pain issues, you know, knee, shoulder, back, neck, joints, whatever. And a significant number of those people are worried about your knee or knees. In her case, it was both knees, and have been told or maybe are just under the impression that you're going to have to undergo knee replacement. This alternative to knee replacement that they offer at Associated Physicians Group is incredible. They have an 87% success rate. 87% of the people who go there thinking they were literally days or weeks from knee replacement found this alternative. There's a seminar that's coming up a week from today at the Sheraton Westport Chalet Hotel, right next door, our next door neighbors, the Sheraton Westport Chalet. There are two Sheratons here. How did that happen, by the way?
I don't know.
Two Sheratons, like right next to each other.
Yeah, there's the Plaza and the Chalet.
The Chalet was the first one here. Yeah. It was here when I worked out in Westport, my goodness, in the 70s. That's the one where the seminar is going to take place. These seminars are always luncheons and discussions. They're real lunches, not a cup of Kool-Aid and a cookie, but a real lunch. There's no charge for these things, but you do need to make a reservation. Now, let me tell you who you're going to hear speak at this seminar a week from today. A lady named Alicia Borowski. She is a doctor of physical therapy and a board-certified specialist in orthopedic physical therapy. She has a bachelor's degree in exercise science, master's and doctorate of physical therapy from St. Louis University. And in addition to specializing in the treatment of all orthopedic conditions, she has specific post-grad training and experience in treating back and neck pain, MSI, musculoskeletal injuries, balance disorders, work comp injuries, tremendous credentials. Then there's Dr. Josh Nadad. He is a reconstructive orthopedic surgeon at Mid-County Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Now you say, wait a second, why would an orthopedic surgeon be a fan of or in any way support an alternative to knee replacement? When you go to the seminar, you're going to find out. And he's not the only one. There are lots of orthopedic surgeons who, once they realize what APG is offering here in this alternative to knee replacement, are huge supporters of it. I know that sounds like kind of a contradictory thing, but you'll learn why when you go to the seminar. So I'm saying to you, if you're concerned at all about this knee thing, and lots of you are, knees give out. We talked earlier about how people lose their hearing too early and their eyesight too early. Knees, it's a big deal. And it's a huge category for physical therapists and for orthopedic surgeons. If you're the least bit curious, and you should be, and by the way, there's a limit to how many people can attend these things. They don't want a big crowd of people. They want a decent crowd, but they want you to be able to get in and ask these people questions. And you will. Again, it's a week from today, Sheraton Westport Chalet. It's a luncheon, so it's a noon thing. You have to make reservations. I could certainly give you the number, but you're in the car. I doubt that you're going to remember it. So what I would say to you is this. As soon as you can access it from your phone or your computer, go to their website. All the seminar information is on their website, as is all the other information on what they do and do so well at Associated Physicians Group. They have clinics in Swansea, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville, Illinois, and the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program is available in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's restaurant. APG, pay attention, remember this website, apgpain.com.
And we're going to get a look at the traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're just wrapping up this accident on northbound Lindbergh just before Highway 270. It's off on the right shoulder. The right lane is now open. They've cleared that stall on Page westbound at Schutz Road. Still have the right lane blocked on southbound 55 at Bayless from that earlier accident this morning. It looks like westbound 70 between or right before St. Louis Avenue. You've got some slow traffic to the Edward Jones Dome. And then westbound 70 at 5th Street. You've got a crash. It is off on the left shoulder. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices, so stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, I'll have your regular dose of local news at the top and bottom of the hour. Tim Weiland will help you get to work on time, and Dr. Brad Freeman will have his weekly medical news segment. Plus, Kat Neville from Feast Magazine in studio, and of course, McGraw will share his take on the stories of the day. I'm Kelly Jackson. Join us at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ah, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob. So yummy, tasty, and enjoyable to eat, unless you have dentures. Well, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can help you get back to enjoying the food you love. You know, those foods you've had to avoid because of your loose-fitting dentures. Dr. Bowen can fit your new implants with existing dentures because those implants can support the dentures to give you the joy of corn on the cob and other foods that you've been avoiding. Implants are a better option than a bridge. It's a one-tooth solution with a one-tooth problem. Bottom line, you're in good hands with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. So, quit avoiding the food you love simply because of your dentures. Go to BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com for more information. Or call Dr. Bowen at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 for a free consultation. And get back to the joys of eating the food you love. Bowen Dental Care at BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and SEC Registered. registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
An incredible vacation at an outstanding value from Brentwood Travel. That's what you'll find at St. Louis's largest cruise show, the 24th Annual Cruise Expo, sponsored by Brentwood Travel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center. Right now is the time to get incredibly low prices on all types of cruises anywhere in the world, like large and small ships, river cruises, sailing ships, with 15 of the world's top cruise lines represented at one big show. You won't find a better opportunity to get a fantastic deal on the vacation of a lifetime. And along with these low prices, you'll find a variety of bonuses like cabin upgrades, onboard gratuities, free shore excursions, cruise and air discounts, Macy's gift cards, or even free airport parking at Park Express. And someone will win a free Royal Caribbean cruise for two just for registering. It all starts at Brentwood Travel's Cruise Expo, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center, I-270 and Manchester Road. Don't book anywhere until you've talked with the experts at Cruise Expo. Details at BrentwoodTravel.com. Some offers are for selected departures only. Restrictions apply on all gifts and promotions.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America, because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
K-Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hosting the party at your place? Don't dial up the usual grub. Call an audible and go big with a hot nacho bar from Qdoba Catering instead. Complete with all the extras. Call 888-QDOBA to go.
Hit the B Square. Yeah. So hit the B Square.
Yeah. All right. It's Tuesday. Yeah. You know, one of these days soon, we won't be able to say DVDs and CDs because they're not going to exist. It's not that far away.
Oh, yeah.
But while they're around, we have the guy who can tell you which ones are released today for your viewing and or listening pleasure. And he's brought to you by a place that has seven locations, and above each one are the big block letters O-R-E-C-K, OREC. And if you've ever seen it and thought, we don't need a vacuum cleaner, then you don't really understand what's in those stores. Great home care products. I mean, great home care products. ORIC. Check them out. Tell them your AM and the PM. And please say hello to Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Boy, I hope that phone signal gets a little better than it is right now.
How does it sound right now?
It's okay. It's okay.
See, okay.
Some people make the mistake, and I don't know if they cradle the phone a certain way, but everybody's on the phone. Inevitably, they get to the point where it sounds fine, and then it comes back again. So whatever you're doing now, just stand still, don't move, and keep doing it.
All right, so I'm going to stay extremely still, and you're happy with the way I sound right now?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Here I am, standing still. It is New Release Tuesday, and we always like to start out with music. On the music end of things today, if you're a big fan of the Beatles, you probably already own everything, but just in case you just discovered the Beatles, they've got the U.S. albums, a 13-CD box set. All the U.S.-released Capitol albums are in this box set. That drops today. We have an interesting title for an album by a band called Against Me. their record is called Transgender Dysphoria Blues.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds
great. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so if anyone out there is suffering from the Transgender Dysphoria Blues, hey, get the new album by Against Me. A group called Mogwai have their latest record out today called Rave Tapes, and Young the Giant have dropped their record Mind Over Matter. Over on the DVD end, I didn't even know they made a TV show out of this. I remember the cartoon strip or the comic strip. You know the Dilbert strip with the guy who works in the cubicles?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I've heard of
with
Dilbert.
The dog, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know they had a Dilbert TV show?
No.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew that. Dilbert TV show. Chris Elliott. Remember that guy from that TV show, Get a Life?
I know Chris Elliott.
David Letterman.
He's hysterical.
Years and years, yeah.
Yeah, so I know that Chris Elliott had a part in the Dilbert TV show. If you are curious about it, the complete series of Dilbert is out on DVD today. So is Bounty Hunters Season 1. Counting Cars Season 2, Volume 2 is out today. Never Sleep Again is being released today. They're calling this a shockumentary.
What?
This basically means it's a documentary about the legacy of the Nightmare on Elm Street film series, and it's called Never Sleep Again. All the main cast people that are involved, Robert Englund, of course, all the guys involved with the Nightmare on Elm Street series, have put together a two-disc shockumentary, you know, to get you all up to speed in case you're a big fan. You want to know every little detail about everything. Personally, I have never seen a Nightmare on Elm Street movie that I thought was scary. I
mean, I've never seen one, period.
And then, okay, Ian, we're like, you know, almost the same age. Did you ever get scared by that stuff?
No, not really.
I know who Freddy Krueger was. I know that's the character's name. I know he had, like, knife blade fingers. But there was nothing about it that ever made me want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, plus, what's this going to make a sequel? It was the cheesiest, corniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Tease.
That's right, right. Yeah.
For the first time ever on Blu-ray, here are a couple of things dropping today. A movie I've never seen, but I've been told that if you appreciate old-school comedy or maybe older comedic actors, that it's a must-see. It's something everyone should watch. But it's out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. It's called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
It's
a classic, and it's hilarious. It's just
awesome.
It's just too long.
Well, and if you say it's too long, I can tell you that today, the version being released is a collector's edition, restored to 197 minutes.
All right, here's the problem with it. Anybody under 45 is just not going to appreciate it, because you're going to look at it and go, who's that? Who's that? Who's
Jimmy
that?
Jimmy Durante, Jonathan
yeah.
Winters.
Yeah, it's all old school people.
Jack Benny, all of them.
But if you know who those people are, it's absolutely hysterical.
So it's not dated, but you just need to know the reason why. I mean, because it was a big deal. They got a ton of people together in this film, right?
I don't think it would be as enjoyable or as funny to somebody who didn't know who those people were, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. It's kind of like a good spoof movie, which now they do way too many of. But, you know, if you go back and watch the first Airplane, I still think it's hilarious. But I wonder if people that are, you know, teenagers right now, if they would even think Airplane was even close to being funny.
Well, you need to know what it's spoofing.
Right, and it was spoofing Airport 77, wasn't it?
Yeah, which was a serious movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of spoof movies, there is one out today. It's straight to DVD. You'll probably be able to find it at the Red Box. Instead of the Hunger Games, they have the Starving Games. It features nobody you're going to recognize. It's a straight-to-DVD movie, so don't expect a lot. But if you're a big fan of spoof movies, you might like The Starving Games. Also out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, a special restored edition of the 1987 classic RoboCop is out on Blu-ray today to cash in on people getting excited about the pointless RoboCop remake coming out later this year. From 1982... Cat People is available on Blu-ray today. From 1965, the Boris Karloff film Die, Monster, Die is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today.
1965?
Die, Monster, Die.
I thought Boris Karloff was a name that was only associated with movies from the, like, 40s or something.
See, that's what I thought, too. But I double-checked the release date of the film, and it was 1965, and it's got Boris Karloff as one of the main guys.
Who was the guy who shot all his movies standing in an empty parking lot? Boris Karloff.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Empty parking spaces. Thank you.
I don't know how to properly explain this next film that's out today. It's gotten interesting reviews. A lot of people think it is a triumph because it's kind of like a throwback to maybe some bizarrely campy kind of horror movies from back in the day. The movie's called Bad Milo. Has anybody heard of this film yet?
No.
Well, Frank, there's a guy, office worker. He's stressed out. He's at the end of his rope. He can't stop getting anxious, and his emotions are all over the place. He goes to see a shrink, and the shrink's trying to help him out, trying to help him really figure out what's wrong with inside of him that is getting him all anxious. Turns out he has a demon that lives in his intestines, demon feeds off of his negative emotions, but also has a mischievous side and likes to, come out and, raise a little havoc here and there. The way the demon comes out is from our main character taking a little break in the bathroom and literally births out this demon from the rear on a nightly basis.
Hey, so far I love this movie.
On a nightly basis?
So the demon covered in a little bit of, remains of what was around him, then runs around and just goes crazy. So I don't know. It's not anything I'm going to recommend. I've seen a little bit of footage from the film.
It sounds great. A guy goes to poop and a demon comes out of his butt. This sounds great.
And you know what's great, though? I will give some credit to the filmmakers regarding the poop demon because it's flesh colored. It's colored, like Caucasian white skin. And it's not CGI. It's actually a puppet that they operate in the movie. So it looks like a real poop demon, if anything like that would ever do exist.
Wow.
I'm telling you something. I got to see this.
So if you're curious, at least, Frank, if you're curious, go to YouTube and look at the trailer for Bad Milo, and you'll see whether or not it's going to tickle your fancy.
M-I-L-O?
M-I-L-O, Bad Milo, and it's out as of today. Another movie out today is called Freezer. A New York City mechanic is at a big birthday party for himself, and he gets knocked unconscious. He wakes up, and the restaurant he was in had a big deep freezer. He's now in the deep freezer, and he doesn't know why, but somebody knocked him out and locked him in the deep freezer. It is a chilling psychological thriller.
See what he did?
Yes.
Chilling. See what he did?
I've got my moments. It is a good psychological thriller, much like that Ryan Reynolds movie Buried, because he needs to figure out why he's been put in the freezer, and the temperature continues to drop. He's not going to make it very long, so it's a well-done film in real time. You never really heard about it. It didn't get a theatrical run, so it's worth the gamble of maybe renting. Charlie Countryman is a psychological thriller chase movie starring Shia LaBeouf. How do I pronounce it?
LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
Well, that's all you really needed to know, so avoid that film because he sucks eggs. Let's see. Oh, really good movie all about the voiceover work that happens in movie trailers. Remember covering this with Paul Harris, the movie In a World. Very, very good movie. Really cool for people maybe in the radio industry, maybe in voiceover industry. Really good movie, In a World. Definitely check that out. Kate Blanchett is getting nothing but positive reviews, and everybody says that she's a shoo-in for the Academy Award. So if you want to find out for sure, Blue Jasmine is out on DVD today, and you can pick that up. And what did you say?
Horrible.
Okay. Paul Harris swears that this movie is like the second coming. I mean, ever since Blue Jasmine came out, he's been singing his praises, saying it's amazing. I thought it looked extremely boring.
Yeah, I thought it was boring.
All right. Machete Kills is out today. If you remember, they did those Grindhouse movies, and Quentin Tarantino did one, Robert Rodriguez did one, and to make it really funny, they shot fake movie trailers, and like Werewolf Women of the SS, or these really crazy, fake movie trailers. One of them was for a movie called Machete, starring Danny Trejo. Everybody loved that trailer so much, they decided to make a movie out of it. The movie absolutely bombed. It was hideous. It was a joke that went on way too long. for some reason, they thought it would be funny to do it again, and now the sequel, Machete Kills, is out. The only reason why anybody should see this movie is because it's got a giant, huge bad guy, way, way big on chewing the scenery, like a real old-school Bond villain, played by Mel Gibson, and one of his, I don't know, I'm not going to say better performances, because really it's very campy. It's really, you know, just kind of winking at the audience. But it's great to see Mel Gibson on a, you know, on the big screen or in your living room, a really disastrous movie, but it's worth it for the Mel Gibson parts. It's definitely worth renting. And last but not least.
Hey, you know, you just gave me what I think is a great idea for a movie called The Trailer. And then people say, hey, have you seen the trailer? Well, the trailer for what? No, the trailer. The actual movie, the trailer. And then the movie would be about a mobile home. Not a real nice one. Just a trailer. And all the different trailer parks that it, you know, that it's been in over.
Traveled to.
Exactly. And these people go and they live for a year or 6 months at one. And it's the story of the people that they will become their neighbors in these trailer parks, because the trailer park community is a really interesting bunch of people. I've lived in two of them. We lived in two trailer, but I mean real trailer parks with not, people didn't make a whole lot of money. And it's an interesting community. I think there's something here. The Trailer. I'm going to work on this.
You work on that version. I'll work on a movie called The Trailer. We'll see who gets done first. But in my movie called The Trailer, it would be about a trailer that everybody wants to watch for a new movie that for some reason is getting really hyped up. But what people don't realize is that the trailer looks different to everyone who watches it, and it hypnotizes them to do something really bad.
Whoa. See, I knew you'd take it to some weird
level.
Weird level.
Weird level. That's a really cool idea for a movie.
All right.
The last movie that is out today, I've been telling you what to rent and whatnot, the movie to buy. The movie to buy out today, and in the last 5 minutes, it will remind you why Tom Hanks is the greatest living actor we have at our disposal today.
Oh,
Captain
please.
Phillips.
What? Are you serious that he's the greatest actor today?
The greatest living actor today in the last 5 minutes of Captain Phillips. Come on. Name me an actor better than Tom Hanks who is living right now and working.
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know. I think there are many. I think that Johnny Depp, as an actor, he's a weirdo, but as an actor, is a better actor. I think that the guy who was in with Tom Hanks and Captain Phillips, that Somalian guy who never acted in his life, did a better acting job than Tom Hanks.
You know what? See, that's where I'm stuck, man, because that whole movie, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie. But in the last 5 minutes, it's like getting punched in the nose. And I didn't see it coming, and it really reminded me, wow, that's the same guy who did Philadelphia. That is the guy who saved Private Ryan. That is the guy who it's Forrest Gump. And you just get reminded that this guy, I mean, Tom Hanks to me is a genius of an actor. He doesn't always do a great film, but in my opinion right now, I think as far as living actors that can really give a performance.
Right, I'm going to think about this and come up with a couple of people that I will name for you later that are, to me, far better actors than Tom Hanks.
I can't wait to hear you. I can't wait to hear it. I'm looking forward to it. But Captain Phillips, that's the one you buy. This will do it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric, the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. You know what? Now he's got me thinking, and I know if I really just sit down with a piece of paper, I can come up with Philip Seymour Hoffman, for example. To me, there's some people who are just, they're real actors. They're not producers, directors, business. I think of Tom Hanks as a multifaceted businessman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not necessarily, and to me, the people who are really great actors, that's all they do. They live to act. And I'm I could probably come up with at least five examples. Throw me something. Give me a recent movie. Give me another hit movie recently that somebody was in. And Brad Pitt, certainly to me, not a great actor. He's a guy who is lucky enough to be born really good looking, and so he gets some work because of his looks. Hanks is certainly not guilty of that. He's not a great looking guy. He's an average looking guy, and I think that's part of his appeal. And he's the Jimmy Stewart. He's the average looking guy. But in terms of just great actors, you know, a lot of people say De Niro is a great actor. I don't know that I agree with that. I think he's okay.
Pacino.
Pacino, good example. Yeah. Pacino, to me, is a much better actor than Tom Hanks is. Dustin Hoffman, I think, is a much better actor than Tom Hanks. But, hey, it's subjective. It's everybody, you know, we're not going to agree on certain things. That was Joe Hipperson, as I said, brought to you by Oreck and the seven locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. On the way, Bill Cleveland. And then we bail at 5:30 because we're off a little early today. Before I do the next bit of business, I just want to say that I heard John Carney within 15 minutes say dude twice. You know, dude, I will never say that, and I'll tell you why. Hearing it come out of my own mouth, to me, sounds like I'm trying to be hip or cool. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a different generation to me. I can never even imagine myself going up to UPN and going, hey, dude. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to come out of my mouth. So I say good for John Carney for, you know, keeping up with the times, I guess, and staying current and hip and cool, but I just couldn't do it. The other thing he mentioned was he talked about Smarties. I've never eaten a Smartie. I know it's a candy or something.
Right.
But I had a buddy years ago who loves, he's almost addicted to Smarties. And one Christmas, I gave him, and I think it was either 5 or 10,000 Smarties. They were in like a trash bag. I'm full of Smarties. Because this guy constantly had Smarties in his pocket. So I gave him all the Smarties. I even had a store order extra bulk of Smarties so I could give them to him. So I've never had them. I've also never had a Pez. I've never had one of those, and I never have eaten those. They're like dots on a piece of paper, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, candy dots.
Yeah, never had those either. So it's a couple of things I need to conquer and put on my bucket list. Here's something you need to put on your bucket list, and that's go to the dentist. Make yourself a note. Go to the dentist, but not just any dentist. You want to go to Ballast Dental Care, and I'll tell you why. What in your mind would be the ideal dental clinic? It would be a place you're not afraid to go to. It would be a place that is competitive in terms of equipment and procedures and technology, and they're up to speed on all that stuff. It would be a place where they have what I call chair-side manner. They make you comfortable. I've just described Ballast Dental Care. And I don't care where you live. They have patients. And I'm not making this up. They have patients that have become patients as a result of this show from as far away as 150 miles away. And they make twice a year, they make the trip, and they're happy to make it. Because once you find what you didn't think existed, you're locked in and you stick with it. And a lot of people don't think there's any such thing as a dentist you can go to and not be scared out of your wits and not have to practically take a tranquilizer every time you go. Well, there is such a place, and it's called Ballast Dental Care, and I know this because I've been a patient for 40 years, soon to be 41. If this sounds interesting to you, then your next step is just check out their website and make an appointment. They would love to have you as a patient. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
We've got a report of an accident on southbound 170 after Olive, so just a little bit of slow traffic there. They've cleared the right lane now. Everything is all open on southbound 55 after Bayless. Got a couple of little busy pockets, we'll call it, on southbound 55 between River de Pere down through Lindbergh. Also westbound 70 after Bryan Road, you've got a stall, and they have cleared that stall westbound Page at Schutz. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Coming up Wednesday on KTRS, what's that smell? Well, Martin's back for one, and the
Fragrance Lady will be joining us as well. And as always, Don Lemon will pay a visit from CNN. And it's the Wednesday drive-thru featuring Billy's Bistro. So join us here on the Martin Kilcoin Show on KTRS.
The Martin Kilcoin Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app, STL Taxi. It's free. Great app. Great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, tons of A-list celebrities attended Michelle Obama's 50th birthday party. Vice President Joe Biden said it was a thrill getting to park the cars of all those famous folks. And Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, said he was not invited to Mrs. Obama's birthday party, which explains why traffic was backed up all day today in Washington, D.C.
Yep, that's what he'll do.
And a study finds the average American spends roughly 1,500 hours a year in front of the television.
Whoa.
Which sounds bad until you consider we spend 3,700 hours a year searching for the remote control. Never find that thing when you need it.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. Another study out today confirming that one way to lower cholesterol is by eating nuts. To which Ryan Seacrest said, tell me about it.
Oh, hey.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Lowest cholesterol count in the country.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Lee Cab.
Oh, man.
The AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
You know, we can make fun of Ryan Seacrest all we want. We should all have whatever that guy's got. Holy cow. He's doing very well for himself. Joke that Dan Strauss reminded me of yesterday. Coming up. Stay tuned. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.